Farmers' Interest in Washington. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
We are the organization that is the voice of all farmer-owned cooperatives in Washington, D.C.
Chuck Connor is the president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. And as you just heard, they represent farmer-owned cooperatives in the nation's capital. Connor says the pandemic is still very much impacting how Washington functions right now.
It's a much more condensed process than the way it used to be. You know, we used to talk about hearings and comments and giving people the chance to, you know, to file written testimony and all these sorts of things. And just in the last 2 months within Congress, at a time when it's very, very hard just to get in the building as an outsider, they've talked about spending packages to the tune of $6 trillion. Unprecedented money that, you know, I tell people I probably worked in Washington 15 years before I even knew what $1 trillion was.
Connor says in addition to the spending bill being mulled over, the other big thing they're keeping an eye on is the vaccine mandate on employers with 100 or more employees and its potential impact on agriculture.
You will have employees out there who will just refuse to sort of be subject to that. We have tremendous labor shortages in agriculture right now. We cannot afford to lose one worker. And so these vaccination mandates, we know, are going to force people out of our sector on to different jobs, and at a time when food inflation is already starting to tick up, we just can't afford to spare any of these workers in order to maintain this great system that we've talked about.
Connor says no matter what comes, they're ready to do their part in helping advocate for American agriculture with legislators.
When we have access to them, and when we can make the case that here's the impact on real farmers back in, you know, your home territory, we can be very, very successful even during these kind of times that we're in, which are, you know, very unusual and very volatile.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.